support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Stephen Sondheim's rapturous musical, A Little Night Music. Featuring an all-star cast, A Little Night Music begins performances at ACT's Geary Theater May 20th. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is a California Report. How much should the state pay students to attend private colleges? In California, the state's been giving Cal grants to low-income students at private universities for decades. But in recent years, those grants have shrunk. The California Report's education reporter Zadie Stavely says state lawmakers are debating whether to restore some of that funding.
Without the Cal grant, Veronica Solorio says her parents would not have been able to send her to Santa Clara University.
My parents had me really young, and me going to college is their dream since they never got to do that.
Solorio is one of about 28,000 students statewide who received Cal grants to help pay for their tuition at private colleges. The maximum amount for those grants is about $9,000 this year and could go down to around $8,000 next year. Mike Sexton is Santa Clara University's Vice President for Enrollment Management. He says helping students at private schools is a good deal for the state.
If you look at it, $8,000 or $9,000, the state of California gets a college graduate with a much smaller investment than they do if they went to a UC.
Cal grants for UCs and CSUs cover the entire amount of tuition. Both those institutions are in their own negotiations with the state, calling for more money to be able to enroll more California students. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely.
The city of El Centro, California, sits just north of Mexico and close to the Arizona border. And while polls show that the vast majority of Californians support unrestricted access to abortion and comprehensive sex education in schools, that's not the case there. Religious groups have tried to prevent the region's first Planned Parenthood clinic from opening. KPBS's health reporter Kenny Goldberg says despite the considerable opposition, the clinic is now providing care, but on a limited basis.
The new Planned Parenthood clinic sits right next to a Thai restaurant in El Centro. The clinic's waiting room is decorated in pastel colors. All of the signs are in English and Spanish. The clinic has 6 exam rooms and offers testing for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Mai Kent Salazar works as a promotora, or health educator, for Planned Parenthood. She goes door-to-door in Imperial County, telling people about the services that are available. Salazar says family planning isn't usually discussed around here.
Because there's no access. I mean, if we have no clinics where people can talk about what they feel or what they think, it's just taboo, you know. It's there, but no one talks about it.
Salazar says people in Imperial County should have the same access to reproductive care as any other Californians.
I think we in the Valley, we all deserve the right to choose what we want to do with our bodies and with our life. And that involves choosing what contraceptives we want to use, choosing if we want to have a baby or if we don't want to have a baby, and when do we want to have them.
But before the clinic even opened, opponents gathered outside a meeting of the El Centro City Council. Members of conservative Christian groups held what they called a baby shower for life. They collected donations of diapers, baby clothes, and set up anti-abortion displays. Lisa Owens works with a Christian ministry called Woven. She knows some people believe in a woman's right to choose to terminate a pregnancy.
But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that God gives life and he takes life, and he's the only one that can and should.
Amen to that, says Chris Nunn. He's a minister at El Centro's Christ Community Church. Nunn has urged local lawmakers to keep Planned Parenthood out of the area.
Planned Parenthood kind of disguises itself as a clinic and tries to come in under the guise of a clinic in order to perform abortions and prey on our young women. And that's really what we have a problem with.
Opponents like Nunn wanted the city council to nullify a transfer agreement between the clinic and the city-owned El Centro Regional Medical Center. Such agreements are standard between clinics and hospitals. They allow clinic patients and their records to be transferred should they suddenly need a higher level of care. As it turned out, El Centro had no legal right to deny the transfer agreement. That's the opinion of an independent legal review the city recently obtained. El Centro City Manager Ruben Duran says he's familiar with opponents' views. After all, in such a small town, he knows most of the opponents personally. Nonetheless, Duran points out he and other city officials are doing the right thing.
Actually, let's go back to the Reproductive Protection Act. It says that abortions are allowed in the state, and they are protected right in the state. We're following the law.
But Planned Parenthood has run into roadblocks. For now, the clinic is not allowed to perform abortions, and it's only open 20 hours a week. It's been under these restrictions because the city's fire chief had refused to sign off on the clinic's fire safety clearance. The chief said the clinic should be reclassified as an outpatient surgery center, which would have required major upgrades. In response, Planned Parenthood sued the chief and the city. Shortly after that, the chief approved the safety clearance and Planned Parenthood dropped its suit. Now, the clinic is just waiting for a license from the California Department of Public Health. That license could come any day. Once it does, the clinic will be open full-time and will offer first trimester abortions. In the meantime, 21-year-old Ariana Gonzalez says Imperial Valley should welcome Planned Parenthood. She grew up in El Centro and had a child when she was 16. Gonzalez says teenagers need the kind of information that Planned Parenthood can provide.
I think education is the key factor in changing behaviors. If you don't know, then what's to stop you from going out and having unprotected sex?
That's a big problem in Imperial County, where the teen pregnancy rate is 70% higher than the statewide average. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg.
And finally today, a correction. The introduction to a story last Thursday about Western Dental misstated the company's plans for DentiCal. That's the state's subsidized insurance plan for low-income Californians. What we should have said is the company is no longer taking new patients covered by DentiCal at 13 locations, and we regret the error. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, May 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velasic, PC. San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.